Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 19th of June, ending Sunday, the 25th of June. And the big news this week is the midsummer solstice arriving at 10:58 a.m. on Wednesday, the 21st, as the sun enters Cancer. Well, that's the pinnacle of the light. Indeed it is. It's time for me to tell you once again that in the solar cycle calendar, this is not the beginning of summer. The beginning of summer has already happened at the cross quarter of the what's sometimes called Beltane or May Day. It was the big flowering time, and then it turns green, very, very green in Greenville, South Carolina right now, I can tell you that. And so we are at the fruition point of the solar cycle, just like the full moon point of a lunar cycle. And it's a harvest preview. Some of the things that are coming in to harvest now will be, you know, things like berries and stuff, you know. And it will be waiting for the first big harvest festival, which will be the beginning of fall on August 1st or 2nd, whatever. And that's the harvest of the grains. So this was so important for people who were living off the land, you know, which is a very interesting concept. I was watching a TED Talk this morning. Someone found it and shared it on Facebook, and I already knew about, and I'm sure a lot of my listeners know about, the underground system of roots and fungi and how there's, you know, information being shared, even, you know, nutrients and things like that. So what I was surprised to find out was that plants also communicate with scent. And not the way I've been learning it as an aromatherapist, just with the aroma that would be an essential oil, but different aromas when they are being attacked by something, etc. and so forth, and communicating to other plants by sending out the aroma, you better hurry up and get some of this stuff going. Sentient beings, right? You know, I think it's time for the pinnacle of the light for us in terms of, you know, the sentience of all creation. You know, we had this unfortunate mistranslation of a Greek word several times in King James, and one of the words was dominion, which, that is the roller coaster that's led us to, you know, what we have now. Factory farming, you know, getting rid of trees in the rainforest, you know, dominion has a different attitude than stewardship or responsibility. And the sun, going into the sign of Cancer, is very important involving these concepts, because when we see the peak of the light, we see that energy that's going in to the kingdoms that we wish to harvest, and how we treat them. It's beginning to become very obvious that putting just certain crops alone in areas, as we do, has been detrimental in terms of the plants and their abilities, etc. So, you know, not to mention all the other stuff that we used to think about a lot before COVID. Before COVID and politics, we were worrying about these things, and suddenly we're not. So I'm just reminding you to, you know, make sure you're saying hello to your plants in your house. And remember that it's just a big cycle of relationship. All my relations, my family, you know, this is the sign of Cancer. Cancer looks at it in a very personal way, in the sense of, this is my home, this is my family, this little group here that makes me feel safe and protected and emotionally secure and nurtured. And this is the sign of Cancer. This is the mother energy. Interestingly enough, at the greatest peak of the light, which would be a solar energy, which we generally think of as masculine at this point. But the masculine energy is also nurturing, you know, providing. And so it's kind of an interesting thing that goes on. So we have this idea that we're isolated families now, nuclear families. And, you know, maybe you have a big spread of family that you also engage with. But more and more people are doing less and less. And, you know, actually it's on the human level detrimental also, but on the fact of looking around you and understanding that you are related to everything that's around you, around your home, and it's communicating with you. We just forgot, you know, when we look at the Druids, which I have done extensively since I started, you know, really writing the Revealing the Druid Legacy series, they have this idea that there was a time when the trees spoke to them. They could hear the trees speak to them. Well, you know, if we're thinking they were actually saying words in our language, we would probably be missing the mark. But I think that what this means is that there was a time in the indigenous cultures, and every indigenous culture, where it was much more of a relationship. And, you know, I mean, I've really begun to hear my beautiful purple African violet that is just producing blossoms for me like crazy ever since I started really paying attention and speaking to it in the morning and saying good morning to it. I mean, it's a phenomena of beauty. So I want to emphasize this for this midsummer solstice. Now, you know, the Midsummer Eve, that's the famous Shakespeare play, is the eve before this happens, and that's a big fairy kingdom time also. So we're looking at the idea as well of elementals, elemental life. You know, are there, were there, have there been such things? You know, are they part of our nature energies? And so the Midsummer Eve was, you know, kind of the prankster energy as far as the Shakespearean suggested. Is it? I mean, I had the most incredible experience for a few years in a row, and I had it last week, of seeing all the fireflies on their night of love in the trees. I have a lot of trees behind my house, and they were just blinking on and off, and oh, it was ecstatic delight. I was 5 years old again, just observing this incredible experience in nature. You know, it was much better than what I had been watching on television, believe me, in terms of elevating my spirit. So maybe at this particular midsummer, you can take a little time to contemplate not just your own lucky home that you're safe and sound and you've got all you need and you're nourished and your family is. And, you know, you can celebrate this, yes, definitely. But you might celebrate the rest of what's around you as well as part of your observance of the summer solstice, and just realize once again that it's all about the angle of the light, not about the temperature, although we have definitely had summer temperatures in a lot of the world. In fact, record temperatures already in Arizona. So if you were looking at things that way, I always encourage you to remember it's the angle of the light. And, you know, we've just reached that point where now we're going to the downside, which is instead of it being, wow, it's, I can't believe it's like almost 9 o'clock, you know, and it's so light out, you're going to start seeing that decreasing. And we're going into the lower light half of the year. So anyway, that's the exciting stuff that's going on this week. We have more excitement next week than we do, but we've just been through quite a bit, you know. We had the new moon in Gemini, which I hope you had a chance to listen to the podcast, and, you know, some shifts and changes. We had Saturn retrograde, and, you know, obviously that's not moving retrograde very quickly either. But at any rate, in the morning of the Monday, June 19th, we have Jupiter and Taurus sextil that retrograde Saturn in Pisces at 11:53 a.m. It's one of the major influences of the day because we have a moon in Cancer waxing in light, but it will never reach the sun in Cancer Wednesday because it's bypassing, right? It's faster. It's already in Cancer. We have that moon going towards a sextil to Uranus and Taurus at 12:33 a.m. on Tuesday. So Monday's energy is encouraging you to have realizations about nature, Uranus and Taurus, and ways and different ideas about how to, yes, make yourself and your home and your area more secure. Look at the different ways you might approach your diet. And I don't mean diet. I mean just what you're eating. And some, you know, new methods that you might be using around the house or products that you want to bring in, electronics that have to do with food making, Cancer and Taurus. Okay? But Jupiter in the morning and moving through that day with this energy is going to be trying to sort of stabilize and bring down to earth some of the fears that we've been going through over the past week. Perhaps we've had a few for different reasons, and also trying to earth some of the visions that the Pisces Saturn can give us about structures that will be helpful. So this is a really a positive Monday for us, if we want to utilize those energies. And Tuesday, we have the Moon in Cancer trine Neptune in Pisces until 1:24 p.m. Eastern. These are all Eastern Daylight Time. You are now in the psychic realms of water, so you can be receiving lots of information about, again, your Cancerian concern, security, home, family, and also compassionate understanding about certain things. If you've had trouble with family members or you haven't understood people's behavior, whether they're real family or neighbors, you might begin to understand something better if you open your feeling nature on Tuesday until 1:24 p.m. Eastern. After this, it's Cancer Moon's back to an opposition to Pluto in Capricorn with Pluto retrograde there, 5:43 p.m. We were going through that for years and years since 2008, and then we just got a little break from it. But this is, again, where if you get those, you know, messages and ideas, you know, don't bring them to an authority who isn't, you know, really focused on your Cancerian needs, because they won't be, and you'll have obstacles, and that can be very disturbing for the very sensitive Cancer nature. You know, it isn't necessarily a personal thing, because, you know, that's what Cancer always feels so deeply, and it seems like whatever someone does is all about, you know, them, but it isn't necessarily. So just be wise and just don't communicate those things. If you need soothing and, you know, support, find people that you know will do that. Or, you know, find the things that nourish you and do those things. 5:43 p.m., that's over. The moon is void, of course, until 6:04 when the moon enters Leo. Now, you may have a tendency to overdo after that little bout with the opposition to Pluto. Careful about overspending and overeating and stuff, because the moon in Leo is going to the square to Jupiter in Taurus. And that will be for that whole evening of Tuesday and until 9:15 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday. You could overspend. It will also be in relationship land, a very big difference, a challenge, about how you look at finances. And Leo has more lavish ideas, and Taurus wants to hold on to all the coins, right? So you will see that if you happen to be venturing into that kind of a communication, it's not a good time to do it. While the moon now moves on, it's going to join Venus in Leo until 11:08 p.m. So now you're going into the mode where the moon is getting a total support for values and also even money, but it's also very powerful for relationship energy, loyalty, affection, and for the desire for entertainment, which is Leo as well, and creative projects as well. We have Mercury in Gemini that day going sextile Mars in Leo at 11:23 a.m., so you may be talking about some activities that you might be participating in. Maybe you're doing a circle for the midsummer solstice. And, of course, as I said, at 10:58 a.m. on Wednesday, the solar influence has entered the water sign of Cancer. After 11:08 p.m. and the moon's conjunction to Venus is over, we have the moon join Mars in Leo at 8:41 a.m. Thursday. Now, you know, we are in the waxing crescent cycle until we get to the square, to the sun, right? And so you are having these energies pushing you forward with these moon and Leo positive energies on Wednesday. But the moon-Mars conjunction has mixed meanings. In other words, you can have tremendous energy and force and drive in going after what you might want as your goals and your projects. But if you're not in the same realm with whoever you're with, then Mars can get pretty intense and the moon can get very disturbed. And in fire signs, it could be a digestive disturbance as well. But you have also, with Mars in Leo, a kind of a warning not to overdo exertion, okay? Because that can happen. Overheating of the muscles, accidental overdoing that can cause issues with the spine, and even cardiovascular. So just be aware, you know, just relax. You may wake up feeling like I want to run 5 miles today, and if you've only ever run one or none, that's not the morning to start, okay? So after this, it's wonderful for conversations, for communications, as Moon in Leo sextiles Mercury in Gemini Thursday at 11:51 a.m. exact. So you want to reach out, you want to get your information out, you want to let people know, you want to make a plan with friends or groups. This is a great time to do that. You want to take a little trip, and see, Gemini has like short journeys as their travel mode. That's the morning to embark. But you need to be a little bit careful because the moon in Leo will square Uranus and Taurus at 1:01 p.m. Now, this isn't a very long time for the aspect, but this is, again, a challenge. So you could say from about noon to a little after 1 o'clock, it's about an hour there. We have to sort of tread carefully. Don't get involved. Again, this is another challenge, a square and fixed signs. It can have something to do with, you know, how you deal with finances, how you look at worthiness, values, and things like that. And people will not be in the same ballpark, and it won't feel good. But also, people can be acting abruptly. Things can change suddenly, and, you know, the best laid plans of Leo Moon can fall apart, and that can cause, you know, the lion to roar a bit. And so once that aspect is cleared, it'll probably linger for a bit because the moon is void, of course, in Leo after that. But as we move further away, we'll have more peace and calm, and the lion and lioness will be sitting on their rock, absorbing the sunlight and just enjoying and relaxing. That's a good idea with a void, of course, moon in Leo. Friday at 6:35 a.m., the moon enters Virgo and makes a sextile to the sun in Cancer at 10:24 a.m. That's a great time to get things done, practical chores involving the home, you know, and go out and get your food for the weekend or whatever. This is, you know, you're assisted. And also, there's harmony in relationship. Your communications are going well. But unfortunately, Moon in Virgo has opposition to Saturn, now retrograde in Pisces, every month now. And 9:07 p.m. is when that's exact. So the day may take a downturn, and we may feel obstacles and obstructions to the things we're trying to get done. If they're, you know, the kinds of things that Virgo likes to do, like, you know, make everything orderly and neat and everything is the way it should be, quote unquote, it isn't feeling that way for the moon in Virgo. So it's a frustration energy for a lot of people. Most of Friday until 9:07 p.m. And sometimes there's this fearful, again, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, this is Saturn and Pisces. Both of those energies are energies that do have that issue of fear that can come up. And sometimes it's not even that clear in Pisces, like exactly what it is that's bothering you, but that could be stopping you from doing some things that you need to do, Moon in Virgo says. Okay. So Moon in Virgo gets away from this completely in a trine to Jupiter in Taurus now until 10:53 p.m. on Friday. So now we have an expansion, a lot of practicality, a lot of support for that practicality. So, you know, if you're talking to somebody, you know, they may give you some good ideas. And you may feel your world coming back into focus. Been feeling like it wasn't. It's starting to materialize again. And on Saturday, you will be approaching the trine of the moon in Virgo to Uranus in Taurus all day Saturday, so you want to make those changes and you want to implement them in a good way, an orderly way. Saturday is your day. And it may be a day you can find some things that will help you in terms of your office, if you're looking at those areas, and your diet, food, health, you know, those kinds of things, until 1:53 a.m. on Sunday. Now, Moon in Virgo, you've got your other two issues, and one of them's not going to last forever. This is the moon square Mercury in Gemini until 1:25 p.m., because Gemini, Mercury won't be with us much longer. So that is difficult communicating, getting people to settle in on one thing or one direction or anything like that, because, you know, Mercury is flitting about in Gemini. So that's frustration again. And then, of course, the moon opposing Neptune in Pisces until 2:20 p.m. makes Sunday morning confusing and difficult for the moon in Virgo. Things just don't seem right. Neptune opposition is absolutely confused and, deceptive energies, and also maybe disruptions due to weather. Be careful if you're out in groups, and a lot of people are on Sunday morning, because there may be something in the air. Neptune in Pisces has that you don't want. So be a little careful about that on Sunday morning until 2:20 p.m. But again, things get back down to Earth for the Moon in Virgo. At this point, she will be trine retrograde Pluto in Capricorn until 6:24 p.m. So the afternoon and early evening, you can start reviewing some things that need to be looked at, but you can get some things to happen. However, during the day, we still have that lingering confusion because Mercury in Gemini has been going square Neptune in Pisces, and that's until 6:36 p.m. So just check those directions before you put, don't think you're going to do it as you go along. Check them all and make sure you understood it before you start trying to put things together on Sunday. And even your directions, and a lot of people were talking about GPS issues, and I've had plenty of them, and I really still like to look at a map before I set out, so I kind of know where I'm going, and Sunday is a good day for that, just because of this Mercury square to Neptune in Pisces. Well, Virgo moon, you get to be void of course until 6:57. That's not very long. Moon enters Libra. And this, of course, is shifting us back to the air element and the sign that has trouble making choices but is focused on relating and peaceful cooperation. The first thing that it will do, however, is make the square to the sun in Cancer. And that will come in at 3:50 a.m. on Monday. And that is when we leave the first lunar quarter and enter the second, where we really want to get going with what we're wanting to do and get accomplished for the month. So, moon square sun, feeling a little off in terms of, what your desire to communicate, but your desire for safety and, emotional security, those are kind of at odds with each other. And you may be at odds with people outside when the moon is square the sun. And we do have coming in on Sunday the Mars in Leo square to Uranus in Taurus, 5:23 a.m. on Monday. So I'm kind of glad that the exact square for where I am and where you are in the United States is probably overnight for you, and you're not out and about necessarily. These Mars Uranus squares are volatile, and we have a lot of that, don't we? So this is just a time that you want to kind of be aware that people are fired up, Mars and Leo, maybe with some kind of a loyalty that they feel, and they're ready to express it in a less than peaceful way. If you're talking, again, if you're talking about finances or even relationship issues now, because Mars, both Leo and Taurus want to be in charge. So it isn't an easy time in any level. So just be aware of that. That will sort of fade out as we come into Monday. And so that's what I'll tell you for the week that we just spoke about. And next week, which will be Monday the 26th to July 2nd, so that will be in the middle of a holiday. It'll probably be a four-day weekend, I guess, because Monday is the 3rd and 4th of July is the 4th. Ooh, and it's a full moon on Monday. So we won't be talking about that, I don't think, yet, but we will be giving you a heads up about the holiday weekend, and so things like traveling and stuff. Mercury will change signs. We'll talk about that. And Neptune joins the retrograde parade also that next week. So we'll have a few things to discuss. And I wish you the best with what we've heard already. And I'll say goodbye for now.